cyber clutter, the relaunch of podcastclicks.com, and some Q&A about moving your blog. Episode number 119.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Oh, and that bell can only mean one thing. It's time for you. Keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times as we partake on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. On today, we're going to talk about website clutter. Yeah, I'm the king of clutter. If you were to look at my desk right now, oofah. But how it helped me having a clutter-free website. We're going to be talking a little bit about monetization. So if you're one of those anti-monetization, you can fast forward through that part. We're going to do some Q&A. A little question and answer. We've got some promos. We've got some all sorts of fun things here on today's School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're ready to start a podcast or take your podcast to the next level, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can reach me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228. I am Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. You can find out more about me at personalpodcastcoach.com. And hey, one of our students, I was asking him, I said, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast? So this is Mark Wade from the A1ArtistSpotlight.com telling us a little bit about his podcast. Take it away, Mark.
Hello. I do a music podcast called A1ArtistSpotlight.com. It's a rock and roll and electric blues show. It's 20 to 25 minutes long. I spotlight one artist for the entire show, so you really get to know what that artist is like. I do a brief history and interview with the artist, and then we get right to the music. All the songs are played in a row, no talking in between. At the end, I give you a rewind time of when the music started, so you can go back there, skip the talking at the beginning, and hear the music all over again. The idea is to get to know these artists. At my website, there'll be more interviews with the artist, photographs of the artist, and links to the artist's website. My address, www.a1artistspotlight.com. And remember, keep on rocking.
You keep on rocking, Mark. Thank you very much for telling us about your podcast. On the show today, cyber clutter. Let me tell you a little story about a man named Dave. If you're looking to lose some weight, go over to logicalloss.com. I just got my second sponsor. The first sponsor broke even on his campaign and is going to redo his website and says he'll be coming back. But in the meantime, I went searching for a second podcast sponsor. And Logical Loss is all about losing weight and it ties in very nicely with this time of year. And so I did a research. I thought, well, what do people need? What do I need? What do I need? I'm thinking, I need some music to work out to. I have a bunch on my iPod, but maybe people don't have, probably around 400 music CDs behind me. I'm a big music guy. And maybe most people aren't like me. I hope not, because it's a pain in the butt to keep those organized. And so I found skinnysongs.com. And they're going to be my new sponsor. Now, here's the interesting thing. I sent an email to them. I said, hi, I'm Dave Jackson. I produce an internet radio show. Didn't use the P word. Where people tune in to find out tips on losing weight. It's kind of an audible diary of mine as I try to lose 25 pounds. And we're looking for a new sponsor. Would you be interested? Emails me back. Tell me more about your internet radio show. Well, it does this. It's been around for a couple of months. Here are my stats. You can see where they are climbing quickly, and I expect them to double in the next 2 months. We start talking fees, but the one thing she said is on the second email, I went and looked at your site. Very impressive, very clean, easy to navigate. And the thing is, especially, I had a website that thankfully is no longer around, and I made this nice website, and then whatever the latest, greatest trend was, I'd add it to the front page. And then I would, a couple weeks ago by, and, oh, guys, have you heard about this thing? It's cool. And I'd put it on the front page. And then something else would go along. Oh, you know what? I need to add a newsletter sign up on the front page. Okay, which you probably should. And put that there. And then something else. Put that there. And what happens is you are so used to seeing your front page that adding one more thing is not that big a deal. However, sometimes you might want to see if you can kind of get away from your website or have somebody else go to your website and tell them what you think. You know, go to firsttimevisitor.com. Sign up. Now, the thing is, and again, I am guilty of this. We all have our Twitters, and we got this, and we got the My Chingo, and we got the well, gosh, they might subscribe in blog lines, they might subscribe in this. And I'm going to give Paul Culligan of paulculligan.com, also one of my co-hosts on Today in Podcasting. If you're not subscribed to that one, you know, I get a lot of feedback from that. People love todayinpodcasting.com. Go check it out. So it's a kind of when we can get to it podcast. It's myself, Paul Culligan of paulculligan.com. We've got in the New Media Matters show, and we've got Rob Walsh from Podcast 411 and the lovable Gary Leland of Podcast Pickle. But Paul was the one that told me about stompernet.com, I believe. Well, somebody told me that Paul told them about stompernet.com. What it is, it's a, and if you heard about this on Weekly Web Tools, if you happen to listen to my other podcast, I'm sorry for the repeat. But I finally used this software. It's interesting. They have this free software called Stomper Scrutinizer. And when you load it and turn it on, it makes you look, well, it looks like I look when I don't have my glasses on. It makes everything fuzzy. And their whole thing is about making your website clean, using things like headings to help draw your eye into. So there's, if you go over to stompernet.com, there's a 31 minute video, and me being, I guess, a geek, yes, I'm a geek, I found it interesting. It's all about how the eye works, how the eye operates, things like that. And that's why I thought, you know what, this might be a good topic. Rich Palmer, audiogumshoe.com, has a lot of things on his front page, but one of the things Rich is really good at is he has a lot of white space. So he has a lot of things on his front page, but he uses white space very effectively so that it doesn't look overwhelming. And so as I watched this video, I went, I gotta tweak some things, especially when I looked at the schoolpodcasting.com. That needs some work. A lot of stuff on that front page. And that's really one of the things you want to ask yourself. What do you want people to do? Do you want people to subscribe via iTunes? Do you want them to listen to it? If you go to logicalloss.com, you'll see I have a giant button in the front. Click here to listen. I just want them to listen. And then they can subscribe later. That's what I'm doing there. Do you want people to sign up for a newsletter? Make that, you know, ask yourself, what do you want people to do at your website? And then make sure those things are what are called above the fold. Now, this is an old phrase that goes back to the newspaper industry, where if you think about it, you fold a newspaper in half. Well, in the web world, it's where you don't have to scroll down. So take a look at that, go back to your website, and look, see if you can get somebody who hasn't seen your website to look at it and get their opinion, and maybe say, hey, go to my website and see if you can find the iTunes button, see if you can find the Zoom button, see if you can find the newsletter sign up, whatever it is you're working with. Because in my case, when I went to get an advertiser, one of the things that got that advertiser to sign on, and they did, was how my website looked. All right, let me tell you what's back in business. Let me tell you a little history here. 2006, 8,475 clicks sent to podcasters. 2007, 17,452 clicks. That's right. In 2 years, we sent over 26,000 clicks to podcasters. Who is this? PodcastClicks.com. What is PodcastClicks.com? Very easy. You can have a little 120 by 120 image, a 120 by 240 image, or a full banner 468 by 60 image, or all three. You load those images on your server, and then you tell Podcast Clicks, hey, there's where my images are. And you can say, well, I'm going to put a 120 by 240 on my blog on the sidebar. And then you say, and I only want to display Let's say I'm a religious podcast. I only want to show self-help. I want to show maybe business, maybe comedy. I don't want to show adult mature, so I'm not going to check that one. You get to pick what images show up on your website. And you copy the code, and you put it on your blog. Now, for every time you show somebody's banner on your website, your banner is shown on their website. And that's how we delivered over 26,000 clicks to podcasters. It's a great way to promote your podcast. Much less expensive. If you're using Google Ads, oofah. Oofah. I'm telling you, I've been burned by the Google Ad thing. And I'm not sure that's translating into listeners. And you're like, okay, Dave, how do I get part of all these clicks? How do I get part of these listeners coming to my website? Well, it's $20. A month? No, a year. I'm just looking to cover the expenses of bandwidth. $20 a year, but are you ready for this? But wait, there's more! See, now I'm starting to sound like a commercial. $10. Let's get to the point. Let's move on. $10 now through the end of February, because February is a short month. It's also my birthday month. Be the big 43 next year. Did you think I was younger? Did you think I was older? Let me know. Dave at schoolpodcasting.com. But I like the service. I'm all about helping people get more listeners, and I just enjoy it's my little way of kind of building my own little community. So it's back up if you've used it in the past. Podcastclicks.com. The only rule is here, okay? You've got to have a podcast. If you're a microphone manufacturer, If you're, you have to have a podcast to promote your website. Now, if you are a directory, you have to promote a podcast. We want people to go to a podcast and see a podcast, not a directory. We're kind of funny about that. We're trying to help the single podcaster guy. We appreciate directories, and tell everyone in your directory to come over to Podcast Clicks. It's great fun, great exposure, and better yet, affordable. Right now, through the end of February, $10 a month. After that, we're going back up to the yearly sale of $19.99 a year. Check it out, podcastclicks.com. I've got a video over there if you want to see that in action. You can actually be up and running with Podcast Clicks in less than 10 minutes, probably closer to 5. Podcastclicks.com. All right, as I said, a little Q&A here. Hi, Dave. This is Danny Zeff from the Oi Pod. Oi, the Jewish Teen Podcast. I love your shows. It gives me a lot of tips of podcasting, and seems often that you come out with an episode that deals with an issue that I'm thinking about at the same time. Cool. Thanks for listening. Anyway, I'm fed up with Blogger because ever since Google took over, it has messed up my feed. Instead of all my listing, instead... Okay, Dave. Again, need my glasses. Instead of listing my podcast by the date they were originally posted, my feed lists them in the order they were updated, like when I changed the MP3 link. I found I could change it so that the blog file would list them in the original order, but I noticed that most podcast directories, iTunes, Podcast Alley, still list them in the order by update. I also noticed that iTunes and probably other directories give the post date as the updated date instead of the original date. Even though on my blog it shows the original date. Can't figure out why that is. So I'm thinking I should just switch my entire blog to WordPress. But I would still use FeedBurner so I can keep the same RSS feed. Would that fix my problem or would it make it worse? Hope you can help. From Danny Zeff of the... Again, he said it was the Oi Pod. Check him out at JewishTeen.net. It says, P.S. I mentioned you on one of my episodes. I think episode 20. Usually I would say you should listen to it, but the website that hosts my MP3 file has just closed, so right now it's not downloadable. That's one of the bonuses of that's why for this podcast is hosted by Libsyn. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage. Don't have that problem. Find them at uselibsyn.com. That's uselibsyn.com. And I'm going to answer your question the best I can. Number one, I'm very vague on Blogger. I've used it once enough to say, yeah. I know I love WordPress. I would say that 99% of the people that are podcasting are using WordPress. I've used TypePad a little bit, and it's got a lot of interesting features, none of which I use. So I'm a big WordPress fan. Now, to answer your question, would this fix this? Well, I know WordPress, you can go in, and it sounds like maybe you found this in Blogger, where you can go in and say, like I always call it the vacation feature, where you can say, look, post this and say it's January 31st. So you can leave and it will come out on the 31st. Likewise, I can go in and edit something and say, hey, because I think in WordPress, if you go in and edit something, it will try to put in today's date as the date of the update. But you can go in again and say, no, keep this date, things like that. Now, what that does to the feed, I have done that, and here's what I'm going by. I've done that in the past. I've gone in and I've updated typos. I'm the king of typos, unfortunately. I wish I did not have that, you know, distinction, but I am the king of typos. You can't proofread your own stuff. I am the king of that. So I was talking about website clutter. You're trying to make things professional. Have somebody else read your website too. King of that. And I know I've gone in and edited MP3 files, things like that, kept the date, and I have not seen it switch the episodes in iTunes. So from that, I can say, no, I've not seen that happen with WordPress. Now, if one of the listeners has seen something else, or if you know how to get around this in Blogger, let Danny know. I do know this, in WordPress, it's very easy to move a blog from one to the other. You can actually, if you're moving from one server to another, you can simply export your episodes, your data, you know, your show notes, and then import them into WordPress. I've done this a couple times, and depending on your server, you may have to go back and edit some of the URLs to the pictures, but in terms of most of the text, it's actually there. Now, this is also one of the few examples. I have nothing against FeedBurner. I've actually been using FeedBurner. I know some people don't like it, but this is an example where FeedBurner comes in handy. Right now, your RSS feed is in FeedBurner. So when people say, hey, let's go check and see if there are any new shows out, they go to FeedBurner. FeedBurner says, let's look over here at Blogger. Now, you're going to switch. Let's say you switch. You go over to coolerwebsites.com. You order up the blogging package. And you get your WordPress installed and everything like that. Now, you can take the feed from WordPress and put it into FeedBurner. So the next time your fans go out and say, hey, let's go see if there are any new shows, they fire up iTunes. iTunes asks FeedBurner, hey, are there any new shows? FeedBurner says, let me go ask WordPress. It's over there. And it will check your... So, in theory, your listener didn't have to do anything, because let's say they use iTunes. iTunes fires up and says, let me go ask FeedBurner. FeedBurner used to ask Blogger. Now FeedBurner is asking WordPress, but in theory, all your listener knows is they start iTunes. iTunes asks FeedBurner. FeedBurner used to ask Blogger. Now it says, oh, I don't talk to Blogger anymore. I talk to WordPress. So your listener doesn't have to do a thing. That's one of the really cool things about FeedBurner, is the fact, if you ever want to change your host, your platform, things like that, and think about it, if you've listed your podcast in all the directories and you change your feed, you got to go back and change it in all 90 plus directories. Oofa. And Danny from the JewishTeen.net, if that's some sort of Jewish slang, Yiddish thing, let me know. I don't know where I heard that word, oofa. But anyway. So that's one of the bonuses of FeedBurner. Now, do you have to use FeedBurner? No, but that's, to me, the biggest benefit, is if you ever want to change your feed, you can very easily to do that. So there you go. Hey, I know we're kind of rambling on. We're probably over our typical time limit. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Mark from A1 Artist Spotlight for sending in a little bit about his podcast. If you have a promo and you're a member of the School of Podcasting, feel free to send those in. I want to thank Danny Zeff from the Jewish Teen. .net. OiPod. From OiPod, he says. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a listener. I want to thank anyone who goes over to Podcast Clicks and takes advantage of that. I'm hoping that service can go back to delivering thousands of clicks to people. If you have any feedback on that, let me know. I'm always open for anything. And want to thank Paul Culligan. I'm giving you credit, my friend, for the whole Stomper. I now forget the domain. Stompercast.net. That's out in the show notes. Of course, our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number, 888-563-3228. Our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. And, of course, everything about me you can find at personalpodcastcoach.com. If you're already podcasting and you're looking for some tweaking, feel free to check me out, personalpodcastcoach.com. Or if you're ready to take your podcast to the next level, schoolpodcasting.com. I got you covered. Thank you very much for tuning in. And until we meet again, class dismissed.